AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is tweeting about what he calls another terrorist attack in Paris. A gunman killed a police officer yesterday in Paris and wounded two other police officers before being shot dead. President Trump says this will have a big effect on the presidential election in France. Our Lori Hennant is in Paris.
The shooting late last night comes at an extremely tense time. The French presidential election first round voting takes place on Sunday, and today is the last official day of campaigning. The key question is whether and how this attack might affect voting on Sunday.
We are learning this morning that the gunman had been convicted in 2003 of attempted homicide in the shootings of two police officers. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for yesterday's shootings. The U.S. is warning Syria not to use chemical weapons again on its own people. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, traveling overseas, says Syria still has chemical weapons, though he wouldn't get into how much of a stockpile they've got. Arkansas plans three more executions before the end of the month. Last night, it executed killer Liddell Lee, the first time it's put an inmate to death in almost 12 years. Our Sean Murphy was there as Liddell Lee got a lethal injection.
The director of the Arkansas Department of Corrections asks the inmate, Liddell Lee, if he has any last words. He doesn't respond. She asks him again. He just doesn't respond at all. And the warden orders the execution to proceed.
Our Sean Murphy in Little Rock. A defense lawyer in a rape case is being criticized for telling a Tennessee jury that women are especially good at lying because they're the weaker sex. He maintains the sex was consensual. This is AP Radio News. Volkswagen is paying the price for cheating on diesel emissions testing. AP correspondent Matt Smalls got this.
Federal Judge Sean Cox holds a hearing today in Detroit on the nearly $3 billion plea deal in fine negotiated by Volkswagen and the Justice Department. The German automaker, which already pleaded guilty to conspiracy and obstruction of justice, admits that nearly 600,000 diesel cars in the U.S. were programmed to turn pollution controls on during testing and turn them off while on the road. Separately, VW is paying $1.5 billion in a case brought by the government and spending $11 billion more to buy back cars and other compensation. Seven employees have also been charged. I'm Matt Small.
Police in Hudson, Massachusetts are publicly thanking a group of teenagers for leading an autistic five-year-old out of the woods after he got lost while hiking with his mom. The teens called 911 and led the little guy to safety. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.